Morning, Eric. All right, we'll say good morning. Let us begin. So we're picking up Mesilas Yesharim on the bottom of page Kuf Tzadik Aleph. This is still hopefully part of the sheets that I sent out. Thank you. Or last week. So remember, again, we're speaking in the topic of Chassidus, and specifically focusing on the concept of Chassidus vis-a-vis Hidur Mitzvah, right? The performance of a mitzvah in the most beautiful and magnificent way possible. So Ram Chal now gets into a beautiful topic here. Included in this concept of Hidur is the way that we're going and we're mechabed, the way we honor Shabbos and Yom Tov. The more one goes ahead and is mechabed Shabbos, the more one goes ahead and ultimately honors the Shabbos, the more nachas one gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechei tzivanu, Chaz Yishayahu says very simply, v'chi badito, one should honor the Shabbos. V'chivan shekvar his amis lanu, shekibudo mitzvah. Now that we've established ultimately again that honoring the Shabbos is a mitzvah, page Kuf Tzadik Beis, hine mine hakibud rabim him. There are many different forms of kibud, many different ways in which are mechaved the Shabbos. Acha klal hu shekomase shebo nira chashivos l'Shabbos tzrichim anu la'asoso. But rather, the kind of the guiding light in all of this is that whatever has the appearance of being a form of kavod Shabbos, one should try to engage in. So the Adran Chal gives some beautiful examples of the way that the Chachamim of yesteryear were mechabed the Shabbos. Alkin, hayu haChachamim harishonim oskim b'hachonas haShabbos ish ish lefi darko. So the quote over the Gemara Masech Shabbos that gives us incredible examples of how the Chachamim of yesteryear used to be mechabed the Shabbos. Rabbi Avo, hayu Yosef atach tako deshino umenashiv nura. So we'll see, if you take a look at footnote 128, Havi Yosef, Haya Yoshiv al Karso Shoshin, Shechoshuv Hayava Asher Venofeach Misham Nura. So interestingly enough, so we'll say Rabbi Avo, who was very wealthy, the Gemara says, used to sit on his stool of ivory and would fan the fire for cooking. So the idea is that he would actively participate in the preparations for Shabbos. Rav Safra, Machrich Resha. Rav Safra would literally go ahead and take the head of the animal, which was going to be consumed over Shabbos, and would singe it in the fire. Also participating in the cooking. Rava Maloch Shibuto. Rava used to salt the fish. Rav Huna Madlik Shraga. Rav Huna used to make sure that literally it means he would light the candles. He would light the candles. What that really means is he would light the candles to make sure that the candles would ignite. Right? Because there's a concept like this in halacha to this very day that a man is supposed to kindle the Shabbos candles, blow them out afterwards, just to make sure that the wicks are fit to be lit. Rav Papa Gadol Psilka. Rav Papa, I'm sorry? It's also halacha. Yeah, good. It's a school, it's halacha, good. So right, Rav Papa Gadol Psilta, Rav Papa would go ahead and he would, you know, the wicks were made of many different fibers. So he would, I don't know what the right English term is, but he would bind the wicks together. Rav Chista Parim Silka. Rav Chista would go ahead and cut up different items. Rabba Rav Yosef Matzluchu Tzivi. Rav and Rav Yosef would go ahead and make sure that there was enough fire. Literally, they would chop wood for the fire. Rav Zira Mitzates Tzatusi. Rav Nachman Mechatev Va'ayel Mechatev Enafek. So Rav Nachman would go ahead and he would be carrying packages in and out the whole day. Amar. So people would see Rav Nachman carrying packages and they would say, no, it's not Bakavadik for Rav Nachman to go ahead and carry out packages. So he says so beautifully, Amar. Ilu makilin li Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, milo mekasifna kamahu. If Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were coming to visit me, right, would I not be bringing packages in and out for them? The sira hakesha shorav Nachman sheyesh lanu mimenu makom limud ki hine haya misbonein mahaya oselafi darko la adam shu chafes lechabdo v'chazeh atzmo haya osel shabbos. So we'll say, so Rav Nachman's explanation is very beautiful. Whatever you would do for a chash of a guest who is coming to your home, Rav Nachman says, that's what you do to be mechaved HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Shabbos as well. So this incredible idea that the same way that if you had important company coming, so you would go ahead and you would make sure to take care to, and no task would be beneath you for the preparation of such company, the same idea ultimately applies for Shabbos Kodesh as well. He goes on, Va'al davar zeh ne'emar, and regarding this matter, it is stated, the olam yehe arum biyira, la'da'as v'lisponin davar mitoch davar, let me go back for a little bit. So the Gemara Maseches Brachos, we actually had this. The olam yehe adam arum biyira. Now the phraseology here is very interesting. Arum literally means naked. In this context, it means cunning, right? A person should be cunning with their yiras Hashem. Now, what does that mean? Normally, we would say a person shouldn't be. Normally, when you say a person is cunning, that's not normally a compliment. So, what does it mean that a person ultimately, again, should be arum biyira? Look if you're following along in the sheets, look at footnote 140. Arum bal arma upikhus. In this context, the Maharal is using cunning, not as sly, but cunning as wise. A person should bring an element of wisdom to their Yiras Hashem. What does that mean? See, Rabbi says, sometimes we wonder to ourselves, how is it that we're truly supposed to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? How do you worship the God? How do you connect with the God who has everything, who is everything? So how do I try to figure out, ultimately, again, what is proper Yiras Hashem? What's not Yiras Hashem? What is HaKadosh Baruch? What's good for the relationship? So look what the Ram Nachal says. He says, La'da'as u'lisponin davar mitoch davar, ulechadish hamtsaus la'asos nachasruach li'osro b'chol hadrachim she'efshar laharos. So the idea is, the Ram Nachal says, La'da'as u'lisponin davar mitoch davar, to employ our intellect, and to try to go ahead and learn out one thing from the other. What does this mean, Rabbi Hussein? So we've spoken about this. We're actually going to see this in a little bit. We've seen it already before, but the truth is we'll see it a bit more explicitly a little bit later on. That so much of the idea of chassidus is going above and beyond. There's what God asks of me. Those are the explicit asks. Those are the 613 mitzvos. And there's what I can understand based on the mitzvos. Based on the mitzvahs, I understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors, what's important to God. And then my goal is from those mitzvahs to build on them. Now that I see that this is important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I go on and I build. If this is important, then I should do this, 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 and this, because these are like the very things that are important to God. That's what he means. La'das u'lisponin davar mitoch davar, u'lechadish hamtsos, la'asos nachas ruach li'osro, b'chol hadrachim shef shalaharos. Ve'yosenu, page Kuf Tzad Gimel, this will stop. Ve'yosenu godol romamusu alenu, asher alkein komashi es yaches lo, yenichbad alenu kavod godol. And therefore it turns out that anything that we feel based on the mitzvot that he gives us, anything that we feel that would contribute ultimately again to an additional level of kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something ultimately we should try hard to accomplish and try hard to do. Bosei, so that says the Ramchal, and again, he brings examples over the Tanam and Amoraim who used their relationships with other people. What would be a form of kavod for another person? If that would be a form of kavod for another person, ultimately becomes a form of kavod potentially for the Ribono Sholom as well. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Kof Tzadik Gimel Amir Tzasha. I just want to add in actually one last piece with this, which is about something very interesting, which is this notion that you see in the preparation for Shabbos, that halacha l'maisa, no task was too small for these great rabbanim, which is really quite beautiful. The Ramchal doesn't say this explicitly, but I think it's understood that one of the metrics of success in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that no task is too small. Sometimes we think that certain things are beneath us, but when you love someone and you love something, the truth is nothing is too big, nothing is too small. The chassid is someone who recognizes that the biggest task and the smallest of tasks are the greatest way to express my love for my Creator. So you see these specific examples, like I need to know that Rava singed the head of the fish, or they fanned the fire. They don't have people to do this kind of stuff. Of course they do. But when you love someone, you love something, there is a privilege to be involved in every part of the process. Anything that has to do with giving something back to that person becomes something special and beautiful. So the secret to success in our relationship with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recognizing that there's beauty in the details and nothing is insignificant. Okay, we'll stop here.